The Reds and the Brewers wasting plenty of baseballs on Tuesday. We pick it up bottom one. Reds looking to build on a 1-0 lead behind Adam Duvall.
Here's a high drive, and you can chalk that one up. That might be in the upper deck, and it is by a bunch. Upper deck home run with a nice easy swing by Adam Duvall.
2-2 pitch. And this one hammered, and it's in the seats. It's a 5-4 ball game. 16th home run of the year for Travis Shaw.
High drive right center, and this bad boy's tied up. A Venezuelan threw it. A Venezuelan hung the sign. A Venezuelan hit it. And another Venezuelan will watch him tap home plate.
2-0 pitch swung on. There's a drive into right center, and Votto's gotten it on the home run act, and the Reds lead 7-5. Bases loaded and two out, and a swing and a high fly ball into shallow right. And on to play it is Schebler, and the inning is over. So Lorenzen gets the most important out of them all right there.
The Reds take this one 8-6. They were 7 combined home runs between the Reds and the Brewers at Great American Ballpark on Tuesday. And thankfully for Brian Price, 4 of those 7 came from his offense. Here is Price speaking to the media following Tuesday's 8-6 victory over Milwaukee.
You know what? I think we hit 15, 16 balls right on the screws today. We're really good offensively, I thought. Yeah, there are certainly some big blows with the home runs, but a lot of just really good quality at bats, and a lot of barrel on ball, and some really good things throughout the lineup, in particular with that middle order guys. Billy set the tone with a leadoff homer, but also comes back and smokes a base hit in his next at bat. Jeanette had some good at bats, and then you just go down the line. You know, the Suarez homer to right center was nice to see. And the other thing was after Adelman gave up the 5 in the first 3, ends up giving us 2 scoreless and gives us a chance to kind of not to ever break the game open, but had to take that big inning, that 3-run inning there in the bottom of the 5th, which made a big difference.
You had to go to your bullpen a little earlier than you'd like to, but they did a very nice job tonight.
Yeah, and Tim would have gone back out if we hadn't got down to that spot, but we did, and I needed to try to tack on some extra runs right there, and. You know, we did a nice job. You know, they had that chopper, that infield roller, and then Arcia smokes one past Suarez for that extra run, or their last run. But really, to a man, I thought they did a pretty good job.
One thing this team has done night in and night out is play defense, and really nice side, especially the last play of the game.
Yeah, Schebler running to the corner. You know, it saves us from having to face Shaw, who's a terrific hitter, having a great year, as the tying runner. I thought also with Joey made a nice play. We had a nice play with Scooter up the middle on the bronze ball, and then Mesoraco, I think, was to end the 6th on the 2-6-3 double play was big. So did some nice things all the way around.
It's not often you can give up 5 runs in 5 innings, including 3 home runs, and still get a win. But that's exactly what Tim Edelman did on Tuesday as he improved to 5-4 on the season. Here is Edelman sharing his thoughts following Tuesday's 8-6 win over Milwaukee.
They punished mistakes tonight, and as you said, they're a pretty deep lineup. They've got some experience, and they got some veterans and some young guys who really take advantage of pitches out over the plate. So it was definitely a difficult task tonight.
They made you work a little bit tonight too. 5 innings, you threw 94 pitches in the game.
Yeah, they did. As I was saying, I made some pitches out over the plate, some bad pitches, and they didn't just hit singles, they hit the ball out of the ballpark. So definitely a difficult lineup to navigate through.
You were still able to rack up a ton of strikeouts, especially early. I think it tied your career high.
Mm-hmm.
And the first you did it was only, I think, 2 non-fastball pitches. What was really working for you to help you get those?
My fastball to the first base side of the plate down and away was pretty good. I had one to Thames where I was able to kind of bring it back off the front hip a little bit, and actually felt pretty good early on. But as I was saying, if I made a mistake, they pounded it. So that was, I think, the reason for the high runs and the high strikeouts. It's just because when I didn't execute, I paid for it.
Always nice when you put those crooked numbers up on the ball on your side, right?
Yeah, for sure. If you're going to give up five, it's nice when the offense bails you out. So rather be lucky than good tonight.
The Reds send Luis Castillo to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Chase Anderson.